It's been almost 5 months since the Camp Fire in Northern California. 86 people died. Nearly 14,000 homes were destroyed. Much of the destruction in the town of Paradise, where life is still far from normal. And just up the road from Paradise, in Magalia, things aren't much different. But some routines in Magalia are falling back into place, like kids going to school. Here now is Ashley Bailey, recently met up with an artist who's helping kids remember the beauty of where they live.
It's a crisp, gray morning in Magalia, and the school day has just begun.
Another day, a little bit above Paradise. That's what they call Magalia, is a little bit above Paradise.
That's artist Jessie Mercer. Today, she's at Pine Ridge School, painting a detachable mural with some 7th graders.
I love it!
This is one of 11 schools where Jessie is painting murals with kids as part of her Butte County Art on Wheels program. She's also known for collecting house keys from campfire survivors that will be used to create a memorial sculpture for Paradise once it's rebuilt.
Now, what is one of the best things about paint if you mess up?
You can paint
right on that! Do you know how many times we painted the sky at Paradise? We painted it green, and then we were like, I've never seen a green sky. So we repainted it blue.
Jessie lost her art studio in the campfire. Her dad also lost his house. The kids at Pine Ridge can relate. About 70% of the students also lost their homes. And after the fire, half of the students had to relocate.
Ah, the paintbrush is too small.
Gracie, can I see it?
12-year-old Alina Ringel is painting a blue sky above a mountain. Her house burned down, and she and her mom, stepdad, and 7-year-old brother have been living in a trailer inside her stepdad's shop.
We're on our property still, but everything's gone, so it's kind of sad. My stepdad works on cars, so it's kind of like tough because you have all the tools and then you have all your living stuff, and if you rub up against something, you can get everything all dirty because it's covered in grease.
Alina says it can be annoying to be in such tight quarters with everyone. Sometimes she reads to escape. She used to do more painting at her art desk at home. She's happy to be doing that again with the mural, creating something that will last a long time. 12-year-old Judah Meekum's home burned down, too. He's staying in Magalia now with his grandparents so he can be close to Pine Ridge.
So we have 6 people there and, like, 7 dogs. It's not ideal, but it works.
Judah says he initially had to stay over an hour away in Yuba City and go to school online.
It's awful. You don't learn anything. You just answer questions that they give you, and it's awful. But, yeah, this is fun.
Fun is clearly part of Jessie Mercer's mission as an artist. She's not just giving these kids paintbrushes. She wants to engage with them.
I need people to talk back to me, right? If I'm talking to you, it helps me because we need to communicate. So if something's going to help a little better, then let's do it. So,
paintbrushes!
For a while, Jessie says she was buying the materials for the murals with her own money. But recently, she won a $15,000 grant for the project. Funding is never far from Talene Tomzarian's mind. This is her first year as Pine Ridge School principal. She, too, lost her home in the campfire. And now she's living in a rental. She's thankful for the support for the arts, but realizes the help that the school has been getting is just temporary.
So right now, we have an abundance of resources. We're okay, but no, we're lacking resources to keep going. Because this is great, Jessie's here, but, you know, I can't fund someone like Jessie to come here. That's what we need. We need continual support.
That'd be so, we should, you know, we should do for on top. We should, like, splatter the paint on top.
The students use orange, yellow, and pink to add a sunset behind the mountains. I asked Judah what kind of support he needs. He doesn't say much.
Because you don't know it, but then it's gone. Just be more thankful, accept what you have, and just be grateful for what you have.
At the end of the class, I get in Jessie's car. It doesn't take long to get hit with a cruel dose of reality.
There's a car flipped over. I see black, I see brown, I see some daffodils. But I see nothing but destruction in a standstill. And it's been 4 months, so it's really hard to have to continuously drive through hell.
It's a scene the kids at Pine Ridge view on their way to school each day.
And I think that's what you saw today with the kids, is me just constantly saying, you're worth it. I'm glad you're here. I think you're amazing. You're not alone. Is I just keep trying to tell these kids over and over and over again in motivational speeches, during the paintings, whatever it is. Like, I'm so proud of them because I can't imagine going through this as a youngster. I'm 33 years old. I can't even comprehend what they're doing.
For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Bailey.
And Ashley reported this story while volunteering at the public radio station North State Public Radio in Chico, California, part of her home region.